Among the misconceptions about the coronavirus is it only affects older people, but it can infect people of all ages. 33-year-old Plattsburgh resident Jacob Avery is cautioning people to take the warnings of health officials more seriously. He and his partner are at home in quarantine, recovering from COVID-19. Avery, who is seeking a seat on the Plattsburgh Common Council, tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley he doesn't know how he contracted the virus, even though he tried to meticulously follow health advisories.
Myself, my partner, and those around me have been taking it very seriously, following all the guidelines. We're maintaining well over 6 feet distance, washing my hands every single time I went outside or removed myself from an area that was safe. And I happened to have been deemed essential at work, so I was going to work. But those around me were staying home. I was trying to stay home when I needed to be. So we felt like we were doing everything we possibly could.
So do you have any idea how you caught the virus?
I don't have any idea. Yes, I know a lot of folks have commented on me working at the college, but also I'm out there in the community. And I feel like whether it was a grocery store, whether it's just simply a handle by someone that was infected, I didn't realize it. There were so many touch points, but I do not know. To directly answer your question, I did not have contact with anyone that has been positive. And to my knowledge at this point, I still don't know anyone connected to me that's positive.
Can you describe to people what it's like to have coronavirus?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there are, at least for us thus far, have been two stages that we've gone through. The first was the initial, when we realized there was an issue, which was really horrible and lasted just under 48 hours of complete exhaustion, feverish state, achy body, headache, the dry cough, and a weight on the chest that makes it very difficult to breathe. It was extraordinarily difficult to take a deep breath. I'm a marathon runner, and I know what it's like to be exerting myself, and this was something I haven't felt before. And then, at least for the last now 5 days, it's been a constant state of exhaustion. I can usually do about 2 hours of work, working from my computer, and then I need a break. I still have a tightness in my chest, a cough. My headache has gone. I don't have a fever anymore. But the interesting piece on my end, at least, has been the fatigue, the incredible fatigue. And then yesterday, which is past the main hit, essentially, is my partner and I looked at each other eating soup and like, this is very bland. And then we started tasting things and trying to smell things, and we lost our taste and smell. To this point, we still don't have it back.
I've heard a lot of people comment that even before they get the full symptoms of the disease, they lose their sense of taste and smell. Did you realize that at the time, or is this something that looking back you realize?
I've heard that as well, especially reading up. My symptoms hit me all at once. I was walking to work, and I could barely walk to work, which is unusual for me. So I didn't really have symptoms before it all hit me. My partner and I had dinner, and we had takeout of all things. We looked at each other, and we don't have taste anymore. It was out of the blue like that.
Jacob Avery, you mentioned, like a lot of people who have talked about, the weight on the chest and the difficulty to breathe. How severe is this? What's it like?
I was gasping for breath. It was very difficult to take a deep breath. Again, I'm in pretty good shape. We were training for a half marathon for supposed to be 2 weekends ago. I could not catch my breath for the life of me, which ultimately is what set me off of going home from work. I compared it at the time to bronchitis, which is the only thing I had reference to. The pain on the chest, the weight on the chest is unbearable and manageable, but the real scary part is just not being able to catch your breath at any point.
You are fairly young. I believe you're 33, correct?
Correct.
How many of your peers do you believe think they're immune from coronavirus?
Well, you know, and that's the interesting thing out there is I feel my peers, my friend group, and we're talking about this a lot, are taking it seriously. They're maintaining the distance and all the guidelines. But I work with college students every day, and I, especially when this broke, And a little more seriously now, I heard students, the younger students out there, and being active and staying active. I commented to others. I live across the street from Fox Hill, and I see people playing basketball and baseball, and primarily much younger, I would venture to say, middle school, high school students out there.
What message do you want to get out to them?
I think the message for me is very clear, and I can't emphasize it enough, is stay home. You got to stay home. Maintain distance and wash your hands, of course. But we have to stay home. We got to get through this together. And really, it's not about the individual. It's about our community. And the more you go outside, the more you're having touch points, the more you're possibly infecting more people. And the only way to cure it, at least from our standpoint, is staying indoors and let the professionals get the job done.
Are you worried that the longer we're in this, people might become complacent?
Oh, I'm very scared of that. I'm very scared of there's the individual sense of I feel fine. I'm going to go out there and potentially infect people by not knowing they're carrying anything. But also the mindset of I've been home for 2 weeks. I've been home for 3 weeks. And I have heard it from those that are connected to me. I need to get outside. And that's fair. And for morale, you need to do that. But the more you stay inside, the better we can beat this as a community.
Once you are able to go out occasionally, are you going to try to become more, even more of an advocate for the stay home, stay safe?
I feel like it's my duty to be an advocate. Once I'm healthy, I don't want to see others go through what we're going through. And it's been difficult the last few days for myself and my partner. I don't want to see anyone else going through this. And I want us to get beyond this so I can go outside and see my friends and family more.
Jacob Avery is Assistant Director of Campus Activities at SUNY Plattsburgh's Center for Student Involvement. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.